From the book of Matthew, chapter 16, when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" Here in Matthew 16, Jesus asks a question to his disciples. Who do people say that I am? And if you were to line up individuals in the streets of the world, you would have an individual answer from each person you may ask. Some individuals believe that Jesus Christ was just a good teacher. Some believe that Jesus Christ was just a good prophet. Some believe that he was only a miracle worker. Some believe that he was a good man, ethical man, and a moral man. Some believe he was only a spiritual leader that others followed. Some individuals believe in the historical Jesus, that he existed no different than anyone else. We know from Scripture that it does not matter what individuals say, for the Bible says, "Thou shalt not follow a multitude to do evil." Jesus asked a question about what others say about him, but he also asked a question to Peter, "What do you say?" And that is the question of eternity. That question being answered by individuals will result in their destiny. Who do you say Jesus Christ is? For he is not just a man, he is the Son of God. This is Jesus Christ, which came down from on high. The second person in the divine Trinity wrapped himself in a body, according to Hebrews chapter 10, verse 5, to die for the sins of the world and to rise again from the dead. Scripture speaks in the book of John, chapter 1, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." Jesus Christ quotes in John chapter 8, verse 58, "Before Abraham was, I am." Jesus Christ has always existed. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. He is Creator, for the Bible says all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. He is Redeemer, for by his blood we all are redeemed and cleansed and washed from our sins. John the Baptist is quoted by saying, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world." This is Jesus Christ, who in Luke chapter 8 said, "Peace be still," to the wind and the waves of the sea. And his disciples reacted by saying, "What manner of man is this, that even the sea and the waves obey him?" This is Jesus Christ, whom when he was casting out demons, those demons in Luke chapter 8 rose up and said, "We know who thou art, the Holy One of God. Hast thou come to torment us before the time?" Demons know who Jesus is, the Son of God, but there are multitudes who refuse to acknowledge him as Lord and Savior. Scripture teaches every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. This is Jesus Christ, who loves us with an everlasting love, who fills us with the precious Holy Spirit, who wipes the tears from our eyes, who gives us joy unspeakable, full of glory. This is Jesus Christ, that individuals should come to the knowledge, the saving knowledge of who he is, and as a result, admit that they are sinners in need of a Savior. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and call upon him for salvation. For the Scripture speaks in the book of Romans, "If thou shalt confess the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. This is Jesus Christ, where the scripture teaches, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. This is Jesus Christ. Receive him, believe on him, and have life.
Thank you for listening to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International with Dr. E.K.D. Quick. For more information, log on to our website at lifechangingministries.com.